Hermina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black Owned and Operated Radio Network. Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's ninashaz@gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in
it. No pleasure in
it. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Got to disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his gift. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the world.
trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though it's challenge hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got to draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking. The spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shameless? It's a soul game.
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I have a question for you. Should we really be disturbed by the pandemic? And when I say we, I mean African Americans, who have suffered the lowest end of the stick since our ancestors set foot off the ships of no return. Onto a land of snakes, wolves, and other notorious creatures, waiting to devour a disobedient soul. Yes, our ancestors prepared the plank to take the jump or leap of physical and mental death. If we really believe in Christ, as we like to call him, should we really be worried about the earthquakes that are moving as we speak, or the volcanoes that have been active lately? Let's not talk about the wildlife and the seas washing ashore in masses. Even the increase of African-American deaths by so-called law enforcement, even their white youth and women are in on the slaying and only getting slaps on the wrist. The pandemic is much bigger than a jab for African-Americans. It was meant to take us out by the masses. And the reason I read that is, too, is because I also want to read something else to you guys, too. I had to really write down those thoughts because it has to sink in. But I'm also going to read to you Deuteronomy 28:15-23 to amplify what I mean by it's bigger than just it's bigger than the jab they're trying to give us and they're forcing us to take, which a lot of us are not taking. Of course, they're trying to put it out there that a lot of black people are actually getting this stuff, but actually we're not. We're tired, and I'm gonna tell you why. We have been plagued for a minute now, family. So that's why this whole thing that's going on, this panic that's going on amongst the white people, is because they haven't experienced what we have been experienced for decades. And what's happening now, we have already experienced, family, the Tuskegee experiment, and God knows all the other stuff that they've done and experimented on us with, you know. And a lot of times we tend to forget, too, that they used us long, even in slavery, for scientific stuff. We just didn't know about it. That's how they're so advanced right now in things. They kept things secret and they finally exposed them later. But they used our bodies for decades. We were the guinea pigs. We were the lab rats, family. But, of course, a lot of us don't realize that because they don't teach us that in the history class. They don't want to teach us that in the real dark, dark secrets and past of the Americas and how she got to where she is now, the harlot of Babylon. Definitely has gotten big and very prosperous. But I want to read to you guys something, read to you family, about some very important things. I'm going to read to you Deuteronomy first, 28:15-23, because I'm going to tell you, should we really be worried? Should we really be worried? Because a lot of us say we believe in Christ and we believe in the Lord and we believe in all this stuff. We believe in the Bible and all that kind of stuff. But I don't believe a lot of us have actually been reading and paying attention to what is being said in this book. But I'm going to read to you something. Because the question was, should we, the black race, African Americans, should we really be worried about this pandemic? And let's read what it says. Let's read what the Most High says. And this is going to read Deuteronomy 28:15-23. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall thy basket and thy store, meaning your you know, how you live and, you know, your finances. You see how African Americans are in this country. We definitely are at the bottom of the totem pole. And if, and also just an example, our veterans. You know, black veterans didn't get the same love that they gave to their white counterparts who served, who supposedly served the country and served their country. It's supposed to be their country. But the African-American man didn't get the benefits. He didn't get the house and the little extra stipends to help get him started, to start financial stability for his family and for his future family. Unlike the white vets who actually got some substance to get themselves started to live, you know, and to have prosperity to pass on to their children and their children's children. They have legacies. We were not afforded that because we were cursed from a higher power, and that's what we fail to realize. We are at a higher power family. We worship a higher power. Higher power has rule over us. And I'm going to read to you so you can understand where I'm coming from. So verse 18, cursed shall the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land and increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. So pretty much telling us that some of us won't be able to have kids. Some of us won't have children. Some of us probably won't even live to even have kids. Long enough. And some of our people are going to die off. A generation's going to fall away. Cursed shall thou be when thou come in, and cursed shall thou be when thou go out, meaning that no matter where you go, wherever you go, you can always have something over you. Something always negative is going to be over you, or constantly following you. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto, for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. You hear what he's saying? He said, we've forsaken him. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee. Let's read that again. Verse 21. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And the heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. So what is he talking about in verse 22? He says consumption, inflammations, and fevers. Family, we all know what's going on with those things, okay, and the burning. So a lot of us have been plagued between the legs, unfortunately. Because, you know, we're going around here having sex without marriage. And we thinking nowadays it's been promoting that this is okay, that this is the behavior that is okay. But it's not. It's not okay. The Most High ain't happy with this. And the reason why the Gentiles weren't getting plagued with this in the beginning was because he didn't give them an order. He didn't make a covenant with the Gentiles. He didn't make a covenant with the other nations. He made a covenant with Israel. He made a covenant with Zion. He made a covenant with his people. He made a covenant with Abraham, his seed, the specific seed. Because Abraham had a lot of seed out there. There are other Hebrews out there. But there was a specific group of Hebrews that he had made a covenant with. And it was through the 12 tribes. He talks about this, and his plan is still going to go forth, guys. It's not going to change. And I know Christianity teaches us that somehow this is going to change, and it's never going to change. This is not going to change until the Most High says it will change and how it's going to change. It's already in motion how it's going to. He already got it planned out. Okay, and that's why I say this pandemic is his plan, family. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but he's allowing a lot of these things to go down to set things up to according to plan. He's about to have these countries warned, family. This is about to go down. It's about to get really real. And a lot of us don't believe that things are happening. A lot of us think this stuff is just going to stay the same and that we just keep going along with it. But that's not how it works. And the Most High talks about it. But as for the people of Israel, this is who I'm talking to now. I'm talking to his children. His children sign. He's giving warning. He's kind of, since everybody's starting to wake up, black people are starting to see the difference. We're starting to see the difference in what's going on around us. We're starting to wake up as, okay, something ain't right. You know, something just isn't right. Something isn't going on. And it isn't. You know, the unease and the pushing of us getting these vaccines, as you know, and we see what's happening. And now, even that, now, let me get this straight, too. Let me make this clear before I move on to the next book we're going to read, the Leviticus 26, 1 through 19. A lot of people are quitting their jobs, family. A lot of people are quitting their jobs due to having being forced to take the jab. Or put something in their bodies that they don't want to. And this has to do with straight-up freedom. And white people are down for their freedoms. Now, they're not going to let this, you know, this ruling class push this stuff on them and they're not doing anything or say anything about it, because they are. They are. And this is probably the only time that they're going to reunite with black people. That's the only time we can kind of come together, is when we're going for something that they, that you know, affects them too. Us getting shot in the street, our people getting, you know, killed in the streets for no reason, getting shot for no reason, you know, there were no problems, and they get no repercussions. There's no repercussions for that. You know, that's y'all. You know, there's no uniting and saying this is wrong, you shouldn't treat black people that way and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm pretty sure there probably are some white folks out there who will support, you know, our cause and understand where we're coming from, because there were those back in the day who tried to help. But, of course, we know that they got their houses burnt down. They were even killed. That's the hatred that the Most High has allowed to be upon us, okay? And I'm going to read to you why I say that, because we need to wake up, family, and see what's really going on. So Leviticus 26, 1 through 19. Ye shall make ye no idols, no graven image, neither rear up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. And his Sabbaths also mean that the Sabbath we get every seventh day, which all means the seventh day, his Sabbaths, you know, keep the Sabbaths. And also it can also mean his holy days are sometimes referenced as Sabbaths. So we just need to be careful on the wording, family, but this is what he said. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to fill, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase an hundred, and a hundred of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old, because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle amongst you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Did y'all hear that? This is what he said. Family, Most High talks, he talks hardcore in the book. He's hardcore and plain in the book. He told us that this is, you know, we'll be okay. If we did what we're supposed to do with amongst him, we kept our covenant with him, he keep his name with us. I am the Lord that God which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bonds, the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. And I will even appoint over you terror consumption, and the burning ague, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. This is, I mean, our enemies right now, family, if you look at this in a more of an allegorical way too, because of course he was telling the Israelites, you know, after they got out of Egypt, people keep saving them out of Egypt and everything, so he's getting them ready for their land, and, you know, tell them what to do and how what can happen if they were obedient to him. And then we go off and we do other things. But he right here, he says, you know, so pretty much he set his enemies over us, you know. For your enemies shall eat your bread, meaning that, you see, we can't prosper here. You notice that a lot of us can't prosper unless we sell our soul to the right people. Literally, like, we still have to be up under them. We still have to have, we can't go so far. We can't say certain things. We have to do a certain way. We're still confined by them. They're eating our souls. They're eating our spirits, family. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemy. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth. Okay, so a lot of, think about this, like, you know, we had some people who tried to flee from the cops just because, you know, they were in terror. You know, they get pulled over, and because of fear, because they have a fear for their life, they don't know if they're going to survive this stop. They don't know if it's going to be like a normal traffic stop like everybody else, or should I not say everybody else, but for white, like white people, they get, you know, a slap on the wrist, you know what I'm saying? They get their little ticket and they get to mosey on. But for black people, especially our black men, they have to really sit there in fear of their lives. Okay, you know, okay, I can't make no sudden moves. I can't do nothing. I can't, you know, you're nervous. You're really nervous. And some of us get to the point we flee off, thinking that if we just run, we'll be okay, and not realizing we get shot down in our backs just for running. Okay? And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield an increase. Okay, I didn't want to read that far now, but I want to read 19. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be jail time. It's like we are constantly living in a land of brass and iron. It's like there's iron above and brass below. It's hard all around. Our lives are hard all around. So what I was trying to get to, or what I'm trying to get to, is this right here. White people are about to face this pandemic. That's something that we have been facing for a long time, because things are changing. Times are changing. And the Most High is putting out warnings now. That's why the reading of Deuteronomy, that's the reading of Leviticus, and talking about the curses and the disobedience and the plague, because he wants you to understand this is why you are in suffering. This is why we are where we are. This is why we've always been in the pandemic. We've always been there. Black family, African-American family. We've always been here. We've been here for a minute. And there's no reason that we're not this way. It's not because we're black, like Christians tell us, oh, because you're the son of Ham, y'all black, and y'all got cursed and all that kind of stuff. That nonsense. That is not why we are here. That's not why we're in the state we're in. But the white folks are about to get a dose of this medicine now, of their freedoms being taken away. Because we have always had our freedoms taken away. This is nothing new in the sun for us at this point. And a lot of us have gotten so comfortable with it that we're willing to go down with the sinking ship, because this place is sinking. Babylon is falling. And a lot of us are so broken and haven't been able to mentally pull it back together, spiritually pull it back together, that we're willing to go down with this place. We're willing to go down with Babylon. We have given up. But the Most High said, don't give up. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much told us right here that I read that if you follow him, he will follow you. And I think I need to read that one again. I mean, I really need to read that again. Let's see. And it says, you know, he says, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. And he says, and I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye will be my people. This is what he said. He said, he's telling us what's going on, family. And nothing changed. There's no, the laws and commandments have been done away with. Yes, it may seem that way for Christians or people who don't understand. Yes, for them it does. Yes, it does for them. But for a chosen people, this has totally different meaning. This is a higher level. This is higher meaning right here. And we need to make sure that we are aware of this and be highly aware of this, because it's highly important, family, that we pay attention and realize what the Most High is talking about and what he means. But like I said, he will be our people and he will be our God. Let's check out. He said, and I will set my tabernacle amongst you and my soul not abhor you. Don't let his soul abhor you. The Most High is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He even says this. He tells you he's jealous. So why are we messing around with the jealous Elohim? Why are we even playing with a being so powerful that he could easily take this whole place out with no problem? He can easily just take just us out and start over. And then what he told Moses, he said, let me go and take these people down. I mean, that building that calf not too long after getting out of Egypt, they witnessed his power and magnificence, and yet they still was like building the calf, talking about we bowing down to it. Family, this is not how it works. We got to open our spiritual eyes. We got to get spiritually awakened. Because at this point, this world is really changing. It's coming to an end, and this system of things is anyway, and Babylon is. And a lot of us aren't spiritually ready. Because a lot of us thinking this thing is all physical. Everything is physical, physical, physical. Only way we believe in it is if we can touch it and feel it. But not realizing there is a spiritual element to this thing. There is something way deeper going on that we need to be aware of. And come out of the Christendom, come out of the Islam stuff, come out of all those these man-made religions, come out of that. Because they're leading you down the wrong path. They're taking you a wrong way. And see, what happens, what Christendom has done to us is turned our book and flipped it and made it seem like, you know, that everything's done away with it to keep us sinning. That's what it has done. That's what it has made. It has enslaved the African-American. It has enslaved us. And not just us in America, too, because we were scattered all about. And a lot of us are tied down, the bulk of us are tied down in Christianity or even Islam. You got the wooden cross or the cobblestone you're working with. And they both are leading the wrong direction for Zion. For us. And we have been warned of that. And the Most High told us, you know, he told us pretty much what he wanted and what he expected. And why wouldn't that? It's like a husband and wife being married. You want faithfulness and honor and respect. Because if you have faith and respect, then trust is also there. So the Most High saw us as his wife, as his bride, and we messed that up a lot. And so forth. So again, as the pandemic goes, family, you can avoid this. We can avoid what's going on, because some of us have seen, witnessed it already. And the Most High hasn't taken us out from it, but he has given us warning. He has given us warning, because a lot of us walking around here still with high blood pressure, diabetes, some other serious complications, heavy obesity, you know, and none of us are mentally broken as well, which also leads to other physical problems. And that's what's going on. But family, once we realize and we get in with the Most High power and realize and put our faith and trust completely in him, completely. Because he sent his only begotten son down here to handle business and to be that sacrifice, because he got tired of our sacrifices. They weren't doing nothing, because we kept going right back doing the same thing. We were just going around slaughtering animals, really, just having barbecues. Like nothing, no cares in the world. Like we didn't understand what it was meant to sacrifice. You were saying something to the Most High. You were saying, okay, I'm forgive me. I did not mean to do this. And I won't do it again. But what we do, we went back and did it again. And again. And again. Decades and decades and decades of repeated lies to the Most High power, to the point he was like, all right, I'm done. So what did he do? He divorced us for a second. He literally divorced us. Okay. He just let the world have at us. And he just let us be cursed. He stopped walking with us and everything. I mean, he was done for a second. And that's what's going on. So right now, we're going to be a part of these plagues. Now, we can avoid these plagues, family. We can avoid them. We can avoid a lot of this pandemic that's going on and all that stuff like that. We can avoid all these things if we just pay attention to the Most High Power. We pay attention to his word and just be obedient to what he said and truly believe that he exists. And that's a lot of the problem now is that a lot of people don't believe he really exists. They say, well, I believe in the Bible. I believe in what God said and all that. And but yet at the same time, you're doing opposite of what he said. But anyway, he gave his son as the sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice, and to show us how to do it. He sent his son, show us how to do it. Okay, let's get this again, Israel. Let's do this again. This is how you do this. This is how you handle that. Because even back then, our people were so fleshly and worldly. Even then, we cared about money and jewelry and all that kind of stuff. Even though the cars went with us then, but I'm sure somebody wanted a nice carriage with some stylish rims. Stylish spokes or something. But again, family, this is, you know, sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. But again, the pandemic is made for those who are not walking in their proper way. To avoid this pandemic, to avoid all of this, it's okay if you avoid it. Avoid it. Most High got your back. But this pandemic is made for those that he's taking out. And as I can say, the white people are definitely on the menu now. It's their time to get served here a little bit. And they can't take it. They're leaving their jobs because they're denying it. But pretty soon, they're going to be the ones out here doing some crazy stuff. And I tell you, black people, you need to do like what we did in Egypt when Moses was putting out them plagues to the Egyptians. We were over in Goshen chilling. Had our doors marked and closed. And preparing for our flight, preparing for the next move. And that's how we got to think about this situation right now. Where we in right here today, this got to see the same exact way. Because right now we're dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah and Babylon combined. And shoot, and even it's even topping what went on back in Abraham's day, but Noah's day. What happened back in Noah's day? Remember, that's when he sent the flood. So that's where we are now, family. This is what we come to. This is where we at. This is where we're in the midst of. So that's what we got to start opening our eyes and see that we're coming to the end of things. There's a changing of the guard happening. So be wise and be focused, family. For our redemption is coming. It's coming. But we just have to make sure that we endure. We have to endure to the end. Peace and blessings, family, and may Abba Yah be with you.